Poll watchers are common on election day. Usually volunteers, often lawyers, they do exactly that. Watch the polling process in real time.
Get a good view of everything. Absentee ballot counting over there. New voter registration and check-in.
David Chorney spent his primary day inside a middle school gym in Manchester. He sat on a folding chair behind a badminton net.
Just sort of watching the democratic process and making sure all the voters have the right to access to vote. And everything seems pretty streamlined so far here today.
Streamlined in part because New Hampshire has done this before. While Iowa made changes to its caucus this year, including using an app that didn't work, there were no major alterations in New Hampshire. Ballots inside this polling place were marked with a pen and then fed into a ballot box. What could go wrong?
The ballot box jammed.
Okay, I get to go.
Louise Goslin, one of more than 6,000 local and state election officials working Tuesday, calmly walked over to the box. She unlocked it, unjammed it, and went back to work. And according to reports, things never got much worse than that statewide. Both the U.S. Attorney's Office and the State Department of Justice ran election hotlines Tuesday.
I am the hotline.
Seth Aframe was the designated election officer for the feds. He said he received about 10 calls Tuesday, mostly people asking questions about the process. Nobody reported any significant problems at the polls.
One person said that the town official said that they had to put the ballot in the box and he wanted to put the ballot in the box himself. Those are the kinds of questions that I received today.
The Attorney General's office says it also didn't receive any reports of serious voting abnormalities. There was some question going into Tuesday's primary about a 2018 law that alters the definition of residency. The law is facing a court challenge. The ACLU warns that it could have a chilling effect on college students. But at the polls in Durham, home to the University of New Hampshire, it didn't seem to cause any widespread confusion.
I brought my student ID. I brought a Massachusetts ID, but they didn't accept that. So I needed to use my school's website to show them that I actually lived in the dorms.
Annabelle Dryden is a student at UNH. She said after proving that she lived on campus, she was able to vote. Over in Exeter, Ronald Goodspeed also described a smooth process.
Just walk in, show my ID, get my ballot, and away we go. It's always that way, so it's very, very efficient.
And you have faith that the results as they're reported tonight will be accurate?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the machines don't lie.
The straightforward process and reporting of results was welcome news to, perhaps more than anyone else, the actual candidates. The Associated Press called the race for Bernie Sanders around 11:45 p.m. The AP still hasn't declared a winner in Iowa. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.